You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
We're famous.
Okay, no, I'm not. That's not what I can't wait for. You think I'm a little spicier salsa celebrity now?
Hey, we're both.
You think I'm going from mild to hot sauce?
No, we both ranked up from
whoa,
mild
whoa, whoa,
to
whoa.
Hot.
Let's not both. I mean, let's not both here. You're not even to the mild level.
No, I'm at spicy hot.
You are not more celebrity status than I am just by eating crawfish in a sports center piece.
My face was seen.
No one could pick it out.
Yes, they could. They
no
could.
One could pick it out.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, really? Doubt it. It'll be on our Facebook page, of course, not only the Marty Smith piece, which I'm about to play. I want you all to listen to it, which we helped last week, of course. Remember, we had Dale on last Monday, a week from today. And he's the producer for the features segment on SportsCenter, so it's airing today. So you'll see it up and down. But, Jordan, we've grabbed the link. It's on our Twitter page, our Twitters as well, plus, of course, our Facebook page. So go check it out. Again, huge thank you to all y'all that called and got those free pairs. We really, really wanted to do this. And again, I don't know if people heard us complaining, but you remember after the Griffin situation and even during the trade, I went nuts. I went bananas on this show because the amount of people that just kept writing it correctly about us. And I get it, man, that there weren't butts in the seats and all that. They weren't winning. Saints fans didn't show up when they were 7-9. They left early in the third quarter when the Panthers were smoking people and stuff. I mean, it all happened. Winning will solve it. When they were in the playoffs last two seasons ago, they had people there. They won empty seats during the postseason when they played the Warriors and swept the Trailblazers. And to this day, one of my favorite times was that playoff round when they beat the Mavericks. The entire arena's chanting "Flopper, you're a flopper" to Dirk Nowitzki. One win away from beating the Spurs, who at that time, and they were in the middle of their runs. CP me second in the MVP race to Kobe Bryant. That was incredible. I'm excited. And I got sick and tired of, you know, how things went. And look, we said it. They needed a wake-up call. They got it. I got Twitter Dave, I got no hard feeling. I'm not angry man yelling at the clouds. Thank you. Thank you, Anthony Davis. None of this happens without him wanting to go be Mr. Ruffles and leave in L.A. If you miss what I'm talking about, he struck a deal with Ruffles. We talked about it at the start of the show. He's a new chip spokesperson, and he's going to have his own chip. And we've been asking y'all, what chip is he? What chip best represents Anthony Davis?
I think Russell Westbrook lost out on a really good opportunity. He could have been Ruffles Westbrook. See what I did there? Ruffles.
Let me tell you something. You've been on today. You've been on. You just
maybe he could be in that two spot. Underneath Anthony Davis.
That's right, because he holds a poster. Who's the guy holding the poster board? You got to go see the commercials on his Instagram. We retweeted the link as well. It's fun. I had to put it up there. All right, so last week, Dale reached out and he said, look, we're going to do this is exclusive crawfish boil. It was over at Deja Vu food truck park. I didn't even know it existed, to be honest with you. Terrible. Really cool little place, though. And they specifically wanted Pels fans there. They were going to put on a free crawfish boil and wanted people's opinions. And I said, if you go, there's a good chance you're going to get it. Now, I haven't seen this yet. It'll put the names of everybody. So I wonder if I'm going to be able to tell the voices. But you were there because I was in Florida.
Correct.
But you were there and you did meet some of our listeners that won.
Correct.
Did they make the piece? It's 4 minutes.
A few of them made the piece.
That's fantastic. That's all. We promised. I said, if you might make it to SportsCenter. And it is. There it is. It's cool. If you look at the link, you'll see it. It's like testimonials. It's almost like reality TV. They got a Pelicans, you know, flag behind with a nice bright light in front of people. And they're giving their takes as to what they feel. And then there's scenery and footage of them going to get the crawfish, and yes, there's scenery and footage of Jordan the intern.
I really do make the piece
just
all come together.
Devouring a crawfish.
No,
the poor mud bug stood no chance. Granted, he's dead already, but devoured. Did you leave any for anyone?
Yes. My dad was actually going around scooping it from other in front of other people. One of our listeners, I'm pretty sure, called him the Thanos of crawfish because he devoured all the crawfish.
I love it. I love it. All right, here it is. It's 4 minutes long. It dropped today, as the kids say. It dropped this morning. The title is The Big Easy Welcomes Zion with Open Arms. Here's ESPN's Marty Smith. Here's the audio of the video.
I've never heard that Zion was going to go back to Duke, you know, just because, oh, come on, New Orleans is not a market. I mean, that's ridiculous, you know, because once he comes here, he'll understand what it's all about. The city's going to obviously embrace him. They have already. He's not even picked yet.
Has there been this level of excitement for New Orleans basketball?
Never. Not even when we got AD. No. They're saying, laissez les bons temps rouler. You know, let the good times roll. I mean, that's how we do it here.
New Orleans, Louisiana. The Crescent City. Outsiders call me the Big Easy because my attitude is laid back and my music carries joy on the wind. Big Easy suits you mighty well too, Zion. You're big. Man, you make it look easy.
Zion! Oh, are you serious? Slam jam bam!
And you do it with an unassuming swagger and an easy smile that makes other people smile. And with everything we've managed, heartbreak, tragedy, we just keep coming. Among our greatest attributes is our resilience. No matter the obstacle, we overcome. We've had our rebirth. Now we're ready to rise.
The number one pick goes to the New Orleans Pelicans.
Zion is, he's electrifying.
It's going to revolutionize the city. I think we're going to be a dual sport city for the first time in a long time.
Basically, basketball hasn't been loved since, I want to say, Pistol Pete was here in the 70s. But this is something that we've never seen before.
It's a freight train coming down that lane.
Get used to that.
That's Zion, baby. That's Zion.
Some folks around the country wonder if you'd like it here. Think the Big Apple might suit you better than the Big Easy. So I thought I'd ask a few friends.
Treat him as the superstar as he is from game one. Don't play the same game you play with AD.
In New Orleans, when there's something good to celebrate, we come together more as a community.
At our core, that's what we are. A city that is accepting of all people.
He's going to see that people are going to just show him tons and tons of love, man.
Zion is a special player. He's coming to a special city. We just want to let him know that we're here for him no matter what.
We're ready to take on the hype. We're going to shock a lot of people with how much support we show. We sold 3,000 season tickets right when we got the number one pick.
New Orleans is a city that wraps its arms around people that come in, that becomes a community, a family very quickly.
Can't get in there too deep, though, man. Get in there too deep. It's
going to light you up. How does Zion spice fit well in New Orleans?
He's gonna kick it up, man.
With the Cajun spice. We're gonna be feeling that in the morning.
Nothing brings New Orleanians together quite like a crawfish boil. Except maybe their sporting heroes.
We got Zion! Who that? We got Zion!
We have something to rally around and to be proud of. There's no city on this planet that's like New Orleans because this is a big family. You know, all we have is New Orleans. So, you know, we are ready to rise up. And we're ready to be successful and ready to show the world that the narrative about New Orleans from the past couple of years is different. It's a new era now.
A new era indeed. I leave New Orleans struck by the fellowship, the feeling of belonging, of being embraced and appreciated, even as an outsider. New Orleans is authentic in a way few places are. The food is a spectacle. The music, a muse. The Saints, a heartbeat. And Zion, is hope.
Wow. Marty Smith, dude. We gotta get him on. That was so well done. I love saw some listeners that somebody wore Falcons blue with 25-point lead.
Yeah, I did
shirt.
See that.
It was black and gold. I love it. I love the "We got Zion, who dat" chant. I love that. See, that needs to be, we're doing that Thursday. When they go live and they go to our, you know, we're going to be at Draft Fest there at Manning's. So when ESPN goes live to the reaction and we see it pop on the screen.
We got Zion.
Who dat? You know, what was it? It sounded so much better when they did it.
It was "We got Zion."
Yeah, but then they did a "who dat."
No.
Yes, they did.
Who?
The people. Y'all were chanting it. Oh, that was, "We got Zion. Who dat?"
No, that was my dad that just randomly said "who dat."
Well, that's great, though. I like that. You can do both of them. That's great. There's the chant. "We got Zion. Who dat? We got Zion. Who dat?" I love it.
I'd rather just the "We got Zion."
It sounds fine.
Sorry, I got it.
"Who dat" can go with both. That's fine.
It's more of a Saints thing. But.
I love that's a great piece. That was a really good piece. It was really good.
I think the only thing I would do was put the "We got Zion" at the very end and like lead it into the exiting.
Well, I tell you what.
When you know when they
few minutes of stardom, Joey, and now all of a sudden executive producer Jordan Kleber over here of the feature segment would have used the close to open and not the open to use the close. There you go. Well, when we get Marty Smith on, I'll let him know that he blew the entire package based off of what you're suggesting.
No, it was a very good piece. I really enjoyed it.
I thought it was incredible. It gave me goosebumps, man, the first 30 seconds.
I really enjoyed it.
He was I thought it was really well written, really well delivered. It was fantastic. And again, thank you to all y'all that showed up and said your piece. It was cool. I loved it, man. Got me choked up.
Saw your intern in there a couple times.
Eating, yes. You were the representative, huh?
Yep. I couldn't do it. They're like, you have your ESPN hat on, you can't talk.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I told you that?
Yeah.
I think you're lying. You could have taken it off. You got nervous. You got shy.
No, I didn't.
Be honest.
I really didn't. I would have done it, but my hair was all messed up from my hat.
I knew there was another reason. So you didn't do it because you had bad hat hair?
Yeah. Well, they didn't ask me about it either.
Wow.
They didn't ask me, so I didn't.
Wow. Unbelievable.
They didn't ask me.
Look, at least you're famous. People across the country today
are going to see quite a few people are going to look. Wow.
Yep,
look at that stud.
No one eats a crawfish like you.
Yeah, look at that stud.
No one. Who's granted, they wouldn't be able to pick you out, but I mean, you know.
My future wife might be watching. You'd be like,
future
wow.
Future wife. Wow. Never know one
Who's
day.
Who's that stud?
Yep. Oh, I remember you from a couple years back. You were the one devouring the crawfish.
Correct.
Unbelievable. Sports Hangover continues next. Quick break. Sir Lawrence of the Holder from The Athletic will join us. We'll talk. Michael Thomas could be getting paid here soon. Diana Rossini, ESPN, saying it's going to happen by training camp. They took care of Cam Jordan. I like it. I like what they're doing. We'll get his take here on what's coming up here in 2 days as well. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play, and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes, and challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
The Army National Guard is offering up to a $20,000 enlistment bonus and other tuition benefits to qualified candidates, including new recruits and those with prior military service. Already received your education or are currently in school? You may be eligible for up to $50,000 in student loan repayment. Learn more about the many benefits that come with serving part-time in the Army National Guard. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Louisiana National Guard and aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The 2019 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on the latest information for this week's race on Fridays right here, ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts has been serving the local area for over 50 years. Get the expert analysis and latest news of this week's NASCAR racing event all throughout the season, every Friday on ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM. Napa know-how.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattendill.
You know, for a brief moment, just a brief moment, I felt what it was like to be Sir Lawrence of the Holder of the Athletic. Kind of a big deal nationally, huh? Kind of a big deal.
You did a really good job.
Yeah. It was really good. Sir Lawrence, how are you, Larry Holder?
How did you feel like me? How is this possible?
Well, I mean, it's kind of nice to read Jordan Connor's piece from The Ringer and, you know, see my name be quoted a few times. Our Jordan the intern was on Marty Smith's SportsCenter feature about Zion being welcomed with open arms to New Orleans. I mean, it's just that brief moment. It was nice to sort of feel what it must be like to be you. Yeah. Nationally known, you know, influential.
You're talking to a bunch of superstars right now.
Again, let's not go there. We're salsa celebrities. We're not superstars.
I'll go with the salsa celebrity. Okay.
The real celebrities.
I'm thrilled that you at least acknowledge that I am every day of my life a national superstar. I appreciate that, and we'll go forward continuing that. And look, I will, I'll let you in my world every now and again.
Hey, look, we appreciate it when you give us a little bit of your time. It is very special and important, so I won't waste any more. Let's not go that far, okay? Let's not go that far. I want to get your take, though, on it. It is cool that we were part of and we helped and saw national folks take the effort and time, Larry, to come down, boots on the ground, and get a sense and feel of the excitement of what's coming on Thursday. As a writer, you and I have always talked about this, too, when we cover teams. That's why it's so important to support your local writers, whether it's at the Athletic, it's papers, or whatever. They get the sense and know. But if you want to be a good journalist, writer, storyteller, broadcaster, you have to go and find out what it is. Isn't it nice to sort of see that? And you've seen it with the Saints for a while, though. But it's nice to sort of see people take the time and effort to come down and find out for themselves how it is.
Well, the problem is, look, the NFL, people do that when, say, in a smaller market like New Orleans. They only do that, and other sports as well, they only do that when it's a national story. There's a lot of times where there's just lazy narratives, just like other people keep referring to, say, Nicky Loomis as being the executive vice president of basketball operations of the Pelicans. Like, that's lazy. Like, people, unfortunately, in this media market, not in this market, but in this media age, I mean, sometimes that happens, and I'm glad there are times where people correct them and come out and tell the right stories. And look, Gus, you and me have done this for years and years and years. We represent, oftentimes, the correct narrative, while national folks don't. And so, yeah, obviously, when you've got a national story like Anthony Davis, and when you've got a national story that's coming like Zion, people are going to come. Now, how long does that last? I'm curious to see. But look, it's your job, it's my job to correctly portray what's going on. And I know you pride yourself in that. You know I pride myself in that. We both do vehemently. And so, but look, when media outlets do it right, I think we can all applaud that. And we are seeing that, I'd say, properly within this storyline with AD and Zion and the change within the Pelicans. I would agree with you there.
One of the things as well, speak with Larry Holder of The Athletic, that I love talking to you about too, because you covered and worked with NBA for a while here a little bit and covered the then Hornets and got a sense and feel of it too. So it's got to be kind of special to kind of see what's going on this week and have that excitement on Thursday. I mean, it was an hour and a half, dude, where we're thinking today of all the different scenarios that they can go with number four, what they're doing, obviously, with the other picks and the trades and all of that, and just to see what can come of the future here. It's kind of exciting.
Yeah, well, you know me, and people who follow me on Twitter, they understand I don't dive into the NBA a lot, and yet I'm going to be at the Pelicans Draft Fest at Manning's over on Fulton on Thursday. I want to dive into what's going on because it is a huge story. It's going to be a huge story as we move forward afterward. See, A, what happens with Zion. B, what happens with the draft. C, as we move forward, what happens potentially in free agency. And B, what happens when they actually start playing games. Look, this is something we knew would be of public interest more than, say, once AD made the trade request. Okay, oh, people lost interest, which I don't have any problem with, because it became not about the games, it became about the future. But the future is about to become now.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that this is something that people are embracing. I'm embracing. You've always embraced, but someone like me, look, I need to be interested in that because the Saints and LSU, they hover above the Pelicans a lot of times, but when the Pelicans can get into the mass public interest, I think it's great for them. I think it's great for sports. I think it's great for this city.
Yeah, no doubt. Speaking with Larry Holder of The Athletic here, and like I said, it'll be exciting. I know we'll be out there on Thursday. Taking it all in, and you know me, I'll be rolling on the iPhone. Got to capture the moment when we go nuts and everybody kind of makes it on national TV.
You'll end up shirtless again somehow.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about the shirtless event. That never happened.
Whoa.
Yeah, no,
wait,
no.
Larry, we have to go.
Jordan does not need to know about
topic.
No, he doesn't. No.
What happened?
Jordan, it's all over the internet. Trust me. I've seen it. I actually lived it. Trust me. I've seen it.
St. Patty's Day, Tracy's balcony.
You're honestly disgusting.
Yeah, well, you know, things happen.
It's still burned in my memory.
I bet it is. I'll pray for you.
Things happen. Larry, the news from Diana Russini, ESPN, Michael Thomas, Saints, working towards that big contract extension, or new contract, rather, that's good. And they're comfortable, according to her, making him the highest paid receiver in the NFL. I've been talking about this for a couple of weeks and months. To get ahead of it almost and not have that one big massive payday. And they did it with Cam Jordan when you saw the deals made in the offseason with stats of players that Cam Jordan was similar. And now I kept saying if I'm Michael Thomas, I don't know who my quarterback is next year for sure. I don't know who's going to be the next starting quarterback. I know I got Drew. In football, injuries happen. I need to get taken care of now. So I think it makes sense on all parties to come across and get the deal done now. So are you surprised? Is this something you've been hearing as well? Because I know you and I have talked in the past. We thought it could happen.
Yeah, this doesn't surprise me at all. And it's smart. Look, you don't want, if you're Michael Thomas, you don't want to go into this contract year and potentially risk injury.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, if you're the Saints, you want to do what's right to a player who has been outstanding. But they've done this now, to bring up Cam Jordan, they've done this twice to Cam Jordan now, which is well-deserved. Be proactive, get the contract done. And with Michael Thomas, they're doing the same thing. If you remember way back when, they actually did this with Marcus Colston after his second year. They didn't have to do a big, giant contract like this. But it doesn't surprise me that the Saints are being proactive with this. It doesn't surprise me that the Saints are comfortable with paying Michael Thomas to be the highest paid receiver in the NFL, which means he'll be the highest paid receiver to the point he puts pen to paper in NFL history. I mean, that's just where we are just with the evolution of the contract and dollars and cents. So it doesn't surprise me at all. So Michael Thomas, does he deserve it? Absolutely. I've written it before. I figured he'd be the highest paid receiver in the NFL at some point. And the fact that the Saints made Cam Jordan's deal, say, this year, a little more contract-friendly, I'm curious to see how they structure, as far as the cap goes, Michael Thomas' deal, because you could pay them a bunch of cash up front, but then you space it out through the contract. I mean, that's just kind of the way of the world with contracts. Right. But, yeah, Michael Thomas deserves this. It gets it out of the way, and the fact that they're proactive shows you, me, and the rest of the public that the Saints are certainly understanding Michael Thomas's value. You don't trade Brandon Cooks if you don't think you're going to do this to Michael Thomas at some point, and now they're doing it.
A couple of quick final things. Got about 4 minutes here, Larry, so let's go rapid fire, because I think this is what's interesting. And the reason why I spent so much time on Pels and Hoops, they've kind of taken over the spring, really, news and the AD move and all of that. I mean, the Saints went through OTAs and mini camp, and I think it's one of two reasons why you didn't see it take as much center stage as it had in the past. Obviously, huge news with the AD trade. But also, Larry, I think you have a plug-and-play, almost playoff-caliber roster ready and not that many question marks. So what I mean by that is, while what we saw in OTAs and mini camp, there really aren't that many question marks going into training camp, are there?
No, there's not, and it's funny because I wasn't as interested in the daily observations as I normally am, just because, okay, wow, Michael Thomas, he's good. Oh, wow, Alvin Kamara, good. No, it just wasn't thought. This team is certainly playoff caliber ready. And you look at these things, and I actually had a story on The Athletic about some of my sleeper picks that the Saints might be looking at after OTAs and minicamp. And it's funny, when I started looking at them, there weren't that many undrafted rookies. It was more about some of the veterans that they signed that were kind of the unheralded veterans after, say, you signed Jared Cook. It was like Sylvester Williams. It was like Rashard Matthews, who they just signed. It was Matt Days, who's been in the league for a couple of years. They might try to make as Alvin Kamara's backup as opposed to a Latavius Murray backup. So their roster is in great shape. I mean, they are where they are for a reason. And yet, look, there are some questions, but look, this team is certainly on the precipice of going the next step. Can they get there? You need some bounces. You need to have injury luck. So we look at this and figure the Saints, they should be in rather good shape.
Larry, and I think one of the things when you look at going into training camp too, it's just a few position battles here or there. We saw Eric McCoy kind of finish up with getting the ones there. Kind of looks like maybe one or two of those other draft picks can have a little, chance to make some plays, as in Chauncey Gardner Johnson. And I think I've been put at ease with the who's going to be the third receiver. Look, to me, it's simple. Michael Thomas, Jared Cook will catch the second most passes and yards. Ted Ginn looks as fresh and fast as I've seen him. And then whoever wants to play the fourth receiver, whether it's Tre'Quan Smith or whoever, have at it. And I that's how I feel about the receiving position. Don't you?
Yeah, that's what I've been saying, and I've said this a bunch of times on the show with you. Look, Jared Cook can be the complement to Michael Thomas. It doesn't have to necessarily be a wide receiver. And I've likened it on The Athletic to, say, when in the passing game, when the Saints had Sproles and they had Marcus Colston, and they had Jimmy Graham. I look at it as Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas, Jared Cook, and you name those three as opposed to the 2011 bunch, and boy, the Saints are in better shape than they were then. And so it's something that I think the passing game is going to be fine, and I did a big old research story about Drew Brees last week about some of the every round in the route tree. Is he regressing? Is he progressing? Or is he staying steady? And I think most fans are wondering if Drew has hit an apex and if he's going to fall down. I don't know if they're necessarily questioning, say, the weapons around him. At least I don't think they should be. Drew is a question, and I think we are all going to watch with a curious eye Drew Brees, 40 and a half, closing in on 41. Where can he go in his career right now?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think it'll be interesting to sort of see, man, because he looked as fresh and as accurate, you know, and again, it's Drew. You expect that and to kind of get in there, but you saw some of those new pieces kind of mesh in, especially with Cook, seems very comfortable in it. I'm excited to just kind of see the season sort of get in there. I think if I had to early storyline of all storylines in the camp, mine's simple. Get out of it healthy. You know that massive start, those first four games, Larry. To me, training camp, preseason, number one storyline, get out of there healthy. It isn't a battle position. It isn't who's going to start here. Mine's get out of it healthy. You saw them announce, or the Chargers did announce the tickets today. They're going to have joint practices. They announced during minicamp that the Saints are going to go and stay in Seattle and practice at the University of Washington. So their plans, they're ready. I look at this roster and I look at what I saw at practices. To me, it's simple. Get through it healthy. Get your work in with joint practices. Get your work in there now, and then we'll see you week one.
I would agree, and it's funny. We were wondering, all right, who's going to start at center? I kept saying by week one it would be Eric McCoy, and I didn't realize, say, by week three of OTAs that it would already be a given that it's Eric McCoy, that they've already moving forward that quickly. But look, I'm with you. The only spot, there's like one spot I'm curious to see, and a nickel corner has become essentially a starter. And I think that's actually become a battle between P.J. Williams and Patrick Robinson. We've seen P.J. Williams play that nickel spot with the one throughout almost the vast majority, really, of the offseason. I'm curious to see where Patrick Robinson, if he can get back into that mix. That's the one spot I'm really curious to see about. And look, PJ has actually looked pretty good this offseason.
Yeah.
So it's it's not something where, wow, the Saints are like struggling. I mean, I think they've got a couple of viable guys there. So we're not talking about, oh my God, there are these gaping holes.
Yeah.
God, well, there's no gaping holes really at all.
No, there's not. That's what I'm saying. It was kind of it's easy the most low-key OTA minicamp we've ever covered, man. I mean, it really, I know maybe, at least for me, all the different storylines with the NBA and Pels, it just seemed very low-key because it was just like, okay, well, I don't know really what we're looking at today. It's just,
I think we were just like, ready. Yeah, we were looking, Gus, we were looking at Teddy. Ooh, how does Teddy look? What happened after Drew Brees? Like, we're not even thinking about this year. We're seeing what's there, and it's definitely something to be very encouraged about.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Like I said, that's for sure. It'll be interesting to look at it, man, once the season comes. One of the things, obviously, Larry, that I need to know before we let you go, though, Anthony Davis, congratulations, signed that deal with Ruffles today. He has his own chip. If you had to describe Anthony Davis in a chip, which would it be?
What would it be?
I mean, salt and vinegar is the winner right now. Lots of people salt and vinegaring it.
Salt and vinegar. Can I just say bland and boring?
Bland and boring. Okay.
All right. If I'm a chip.
Pringles was another winner, Larry.
Just say regular.
Thin and brittle.
He's regular.
Thin and brittle. Look, Pringles.
You need to have some sauce if you're a chip. I mean, I'm not eating like plain Lay's.
No.
You have to have dip on your chip.
If you're Zapp's, I need the zest.
Well, it's funny you say that. Brennan tweeted earlier, because I was like, okay, what chip can Zion be? And he goes, Zaps Voodoo Heat.
Man, I'd give him Crawtator. Come on, man.
Ooh, Crawtator. I like that. Crawtator is good. But yeah, you know, if I'm Zaps, feel free to give them a call and make
give
them
a Zion chip, like the yep. Zion.
There it is.
The Zion.
Yeah, because they're Creole onion solid. I can kind of go with that, too.
What if you make a hot chip and you call it the Zion chip?
The Zion chip. What kind of spice, though? Does it taste like crawfish? Like a crawfish boil?
It's only one chip in a package, though. Like a small package.
I know Drago's came out with one as well that tastes like the char-grilled oysters.
You know why it's only one chip?
Why?
Because it'll hit you hard.
Oh, wow. There it is. Marketing genius, Larry. Or join
yeah,
the intern.
Something like that. Man, I don't know the chip yet. Look, yeah, because you got to have some. Actually, I need to know what Zion's personality. I need to get that before I can make him
well,
a chip.
I tell you what, I think we're all going to love it. The guy always seems to be smiling and is ready to get going, and I'm sure this community will embrace him. I look forward to seeing you Thursday. I hadn't had a chance to talk to you on air about it, but Friday we saw the reports, including you. Letting us all know that the Graph will be the next voice of your New Orleans Pelicans. Your quick thoughts as we tell you bye-bye.
No one deserves this job more than Todd Graffinini. No one ever on the history of broadcasting. He's worked his tail off, but it brings major excitement. Sean Kelly, we're both obviously friends with Sean Kelly.
Yeah.
This is never a slight to him. Because he's actually moving on to greener pastures himself, which is great for him, which opens this job for our good buddy. And I can't be more proud of Todd. I cannot be more proud of him.
Yeah, I can't wait, dude. I cannot wait because he's a natural of it, man. He's going to love. First off, I did tell him, though, you realize you won the lottery. I mean, like, he's going to call Zion. I mean, you know, chartered flights, five-star hotels. It's slightly different than where he's coming from.
Well, the Athletic, look, they give me my own jet, so what
well,
am I
Well, I mean, yeah, man. Again,
The
holder liner, what?
Does he really get his own jet?
Okay, that's all the time we have for Jordan the intern. Thank you, Larry, now. He's going to daydream and wonder why we don't get chauffeured around. I'll see you Thursday over at Fulton Alley, Fulton Street, Manning's. We're going to be there covering the event here as well. I'm pumped, man. I'll see you there.
Excellent. We'll be there together, brother. All right,
yep.
See you then.
Hi, Larry Holder. It's the way to follow him on Twitter. What are you shaking your head for?
We don't get a private
jet. No, we don't get a private jet.
Does Larry really get a private jet?
No. Yep, I'm not answering that. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
We need a private jet. If you did before, your
time is due. Oh, yeah, for over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
The Gavery Law Group handles wrongful death cases, cases that require an experienced personal injury lawyer. These cases involve severe injustices like police, prison violence, or accidental death cases. You need an expert legal team to help you recover lost wages, funeral expenses, and other damages. Some lawyers may overlook many details, from 18-wheeler accidents to chemical plant explosions. The Gavery Law Group helps their clients receive the compensation they deserve. Get Gavery and get results. Call 985-223-4400 or check them out on Facebook.
Please join us for the Bayou Region Athletic Hall of Fame Thursday, June 20th at Cypress Columns, hosted by the Foundation for Terrebonne General Medical Center and the TGMC Community Sports Institute honors six local professional athletes. This year's renowned inductees include former NFL players Clarence Verdon, Johnny Meads, Melvin Johnson, and Jay Pennison, McNeese State University softball player Margaret Hadel Johnson, and Professional Bowlers Association's Avery LeBlanc. Proceeds benefit the Foundation for TGMC. For tickets or to learn more, visit TGMC.com.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state-licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving, and foundations to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788. Donlin Construction.
Oh, big talker, ain't
you? A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Let's see. Relic over on Twitter, Jordan, says AD can have those coffee-flavored chips that were out a few years ago as his signature flavor. Those tasted nasty. CJ at Who Dat Chris. He's got a suggestion. Great value, low sodium, unsalted is what he says. There you go. Sean suggesting a new theme song for the Pelicans.
Oh, that's a good song. Play it. I listen to it.
Does it have explicit lyrics?
No.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay.
It just might play a commercial beforehand, so just...
I'm just making sure. All right.
I think you've heard this one before.
Oh, Lauryn Hill to Zion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty sure you heard it.
One day, I'm going to understand.
Just wait.
Oh, it's coming. Okay. Yes, no?
Zion.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Wait for it.
Oh, it's coming. There's more?
There's more.
I mean, I kind of like the beat here. We're good.
Wait for it.
I like the guitar there. It's Uno Mi Amigos playing el acústico guitarra. Mm-hmm.
Unsure what the balance held. I touched my belly overwhelmed.
So is this kind of a chill?
No, but just wait.
I like it. I'm fine. You keep telling me just wait, though. We're a minute and a half into the song. How long do I got to wait? Told me to kneel down and pray. Right. Ooh, man child. Did she write this about Zion? Pretty good, right?
It starts saying Zion in it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Just got to keep waiting. Just wait a little bit later.
Look at your career, they say. Lauren, baby, use your head. But instead, I chose to use my heart. Now the joy
here it comes.
Of my world is in Zion.
Yeah. Some slow-mo highlights here. Is that what we're doing here?
Absolutely.
Okay. There we go. Okay. 800-998-1003. Got plenty to get into here. I really do love Papa Kleber. A nacho chip. He nacho teammate anymore. I still love that. I still love that. I really honestly do. 800-998-1003. I don't know if you remember this. So Raptors win and Masai Ujiri, president of the Raptors, not their GM, their main guy, their David Griffin, walking out on the floor, had his credentials in his hand, got in a little altercation with an officer there. The cop is now claiming a concussion and jaw injury after the fight and plans to sue the Raptors.
Sue.
There's only one problem. If you watch any of the videos of the situation in altercation, I really would like someone to explain to me when and how he suffered a concussion.
I don't think he took any blow to the head.
Like I said, I mean, in the series, in the finals, right? Didn't Van Fleet get an elbow to the right eye socket that needed stitches?
I'm pretty sure I took a baseball to the nose, and I think I suffered a minor concussion.
You suffered a minor concussion with a baseball to a broken nose. It was legitimately broken. I don't know. What was it when he tried to stop Ujiri from getting on the – that's how he suffered the concussion? I just don't know how you can just say that.
I guess his thought process is what made him have the concussion.
Wow. Okay. Is what it is. 800-998-1003. If you'd like to chime in on any of the topics of the day as well. Oh, you liked it? Did it give you a little
chills? I think Joey's in his feels.
Yeah, on his feels. Is that's what you call it when you like when you're grooving?
Yeah.
Okay.
You killed my father. Prepare to die.
That's good stuff. Alright, we'll go back, take a break. We'll come back, wrap up the show. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on homeowners insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you have a cute little reading nook for those rainy days when you want to curl up with a good book, but you don't even read, so you just sit in there during thunderstorms and scroll through memes on your phone and laugh in the darkness. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the dark, meme-filled corner you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
El Paso Mexican Grill in Raceland is well known for their authentic Mexican food and their cantina. Come and enjoy their daily lunch specials and happy hour from 3 till 7 with $2 ice cold beer and 2-for-1 margaritas. Looking for the best party on the bayou? Well, that's El Paso's Grill and Cantina with a live mariachi band. El Paso Mexican Grill, the freshest food from our family to yours. El Paso Mexican Grill on Highway 1 in Raceland.
At Fidelity, we believe nothing should come between you and your money. So we're introducing zero account fees with zero minimums to open an account. All because we want you to invest with zero trade-offs. Visit fidelity.com/value to learn more. Zero account minimums and zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Expenses charged by investments such as funds and managed accounts and for commissions, interest charges, or other expenses for transactions may still apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSE, SIPC.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridgelake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You know, I had all these good feels. Everything was feeling well. They couldn't leave well enough alone. I'm going to click. Just, I want to know what exactly they're trying to get at here. But my friends are now texting me the link to the front page. Front page of ESPN.com. Jordan, when's the draft?
Thursday, 2 days from now.
Headline, let Zion Williamson choose where he wants to play next.
That's right. He should be able to go wherever he wants. He should be able to go back to Duke if you... No, I'm just joking.
I was about to smack you. What? Why is this the lead article? Are we really already talking about his next contract? I mean, honestly?
Hey, that's the national narrative for you. No, it's this
guy just,
again.
I'm... Kevin Arnovitz, ESPN staff writer. I don't understand. So I'm trying to read here. But apparently this has to do with happiness. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver confessed that he was concerned about the mental health of NBA players. A lot of players are unhappy, says, quote, attributing much of the anxiety to social media. Here, how about this? Stay off of it.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people have social media, not just NBA players.
Are you unhappy because of social media?
A few, here and there.
Okay. There are a number of environmental or chemical factors present in unhappiness. Social media is certainly one. Mental health conditions that go undiagnosed and untreated are unlike any other. One less obvious feature present in the lives of young NBA players is that the vast majority of them are playing in cities for bosses with co-workers on behalf of brands they had zero influence in choosing.
And are making millions of dollars.
Again, apparently none of that matters.
Nah.
What was them? It's called the draft. You don't want to. You can go play in Europe for the team that you choose to do so. Right? In one of the Ball brothers choosing to go play in Australia?
Correct.
Okay.
LaMelo.
If you like, again, it's not a right. It's an organization. It's an association. It's called the National Basketball Association, in which a group of people that bought in and then buyed franchises to join an organization, and then they set rules arbitrated by a players' union and ownership and agreed upon. Correct? That's what it is. It's not a right. It's unbelievable. This guy is writing an entire column on how, well, you know, all these players are unhappy because they're playing. No one wants to. You know what this gets back to? Not everybody can play in L.A. and New York. That's what it is. They got to play in Salt Lake City. They got to play in Portland. Minnesota.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's not Miami, New York, and L.A. San Antonio, these poor players. They got to go live in cities they'd never go live in. I tell you what. You give me your contract, and you can go choose wherever you want and make my salary. How about that? Then you can choose to live wherever you want. Oh, that's right. Hold on. You got to find a job first in the city you want to go there. And then you got to earn enough money in order to probably live in the big market cities that you want to go to. That's reality. That's how life really works. I'd love to go live on the beach. I've told you this. I want to do the show, the Sports Hangover, from the beach like I did last week. I can't afford it. That's reality. This is a joke. This is a joke.
They're spending what?
This is about AD being unhappy because he didn't get to choose where he wanted to play.
He still ended up in the destination that he ultimately wanted to go to.
Well, that's what this is. When a prodigy like Zion Williamson declares himself eligible to play in the NBA, the fairness of allowing him a say in where he'd like to play must defer to the fairness of giving the league's failing teams an infusion of talent. Williamson, though, might entertain ideas about what kind of coach he'd like to play for, or the kind of city he'd like to live in, or the types of teammates he'd like to share the court with. Given that Williamson is a player with uncommon force whose output will need to be managed carefully, he might not want to entrust his body to just any medical performance. This guy's a joke.
How about we don't give this any more publicity?
Yeah, you know
it's already
done.
Said and done. We
You're
got
a
Zion.
Clown. You're a clown. Go tell Clutch this. Yeah. It's so stupid. It's ridiculous. Well, I can't choose where I get to play. Then don't play basketball in the NBA. It's that simple. It's that simple. That's how it's set in the NFL. That's how you get to choose the best players for the better teams game. It's very simple. And I've said this before. The better your lower end teams are and can make money, the stronger the league. The stronger the league, the more money players can collectively bargain for in their contracts. Period. End of story. You got guys opting out of $30 million deals today so they can make more. You have to have a strong league for that to happen.
And there's something called the off-season and after retirement, which isn't, you know, players don't have to wait that long
in
professional sports.
Sports Hangover. Thanks for tuning us in. Matt Moscone after further reviews up next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover. See you tomorrow on ESPN New Orleans.